Quiet Mind, Day 77. Now is your power. Transform your life by befriending the present moment. When you live only through the lens of your mind, through content, categories, and labels, you inevitably break life into bits. This is good. That's bad. I like this. I hate that. But reality doesn't play by those rules. Life is not a jigsaw puzzle you can finish or a checklist of things that make you happy. It's a vast, interconnected flow where even a snowflake has a perfect landing spot. No exceptions. From our limited view, life can look random, unfair, or just plain messy. But underneath the surface, chaos is something deeper. A higher order, an intelligent unfolding we can't always see, let alone control. You won't understand this with thinking, but you can feel it when your mind quiets down. Walk into an untouched forest. The mind sees disarray, twisting vines, decaying trees, but sit quietly and you sense a sacred harmony. Life makes no mistakes. We're used to landscaping everything, our gardens, our calendars, even our emotions, but the wild forest teaches us a deeper truth. Things don't need to be tidy to be perfect. Not everything fits our ideas of good and bad. This is illustrated in the story of a wise man who won an expensive car in a lottery. His family and friends were very happy for him and came to celebrate. "Isn't it great?" they said. "You're so lucky." The man smiled and said, "Maybe." For a few weeks, he enjoyed driving the car. Then one day, a drunken driver crashed into his new car and he ended up in the hospital with multiple injuries. His family and friends came to see him and said, "That was really unfortunate." Again, the man smiled and said, "Maybe." While he was still in the hospital, one night there was a landslide and his house fell into the sea. Again, his friends came the next day and said, "Weren't you lucky to have been here in the hospital?" Again, he said, "Maybe." As the wise man said after his life turned upside down and then right side up again, maybe, he didn't judge. He aligned, and in doing so, he flowed with the current of reality instead of getting swept away by resistance. Another story illustrates the same point. There was a wise man who lived in a town in Japan. He was held in high regard and many people came to him for spiritual teaching. Then it happened that the teenage daughter of his next door neighbor became pregnant. When being questioned by her angry and scolding parents as to the identity of the father, she finally told them that he was this wise man. In great anger, the parents rushed over and told him with much shouting and accusing that their daughter had confessed that he was the father. All he replied was, "Is that so?" News of the scandal spread throughout the town and beyond. The man lost his reputation. This did not trouble him. Nobody came to see him anymore. He remained unmoved. When the child was born, the parents brought the baby to the man. "You're the father, so you look after him." The man took loving care of the child. A year later, the mother remorsefully confessed to her parents that the real father of the child was the young man who worked at the butcher shop. In great stress, they went to see the wise man to apologize and ask for forgiveness. "We are really sorry. We have come to take the baby back. Our daughter confessed that you are not the father. Is that so?" is all he would say as he handed the baby over to them. The man responds to bad news and good news in exactly the same way. "Is that so?" He allows the form of the moment, good or bad, to be as it is and so does not become a participant in human drama. To him, there is only this moment, and this moment is as it is. Events are not personalized. He is nobody's victim. He is so completely at one with what happens has no power over him anymore. Only if you resist what happens are you at the mercy of what happens, and the world will determine your happiness and unhappiness. The baby is looked after with loving care. Bad turns into good through the power of non-resistance. Always responding to what the present moment requires, he lets go of the baby when it is time to do so. That kind of non-resistance is a superpower. He wasn't passive. He was powerful. By not personalizing the moment, he became unshakable. Most of us, though, have an adversarial relationship with life. We treat the present moment as a nuisance, an obstacle, or even an enemy. We rush through it to get to the next thing. We resist it, judge it, complain about it. And life responds accordingly. Treat it like a burden, and it becomes heavy. Make it your enemy, and it starts to fight back. But here's the good news. You get to decide. You can choose to make the present moment your friend. You can say yes to life, even when it's not showing up the way you want. That one decision will change your entire experience. When you treat life with openness, life opens up to you. People help. Circumstances shift. Inner peace becomes possible. But here's the catch. You have to make that choice again and again and again until it becomes second nature. The ego can't do this. It feeds on the past and future. It resents what is and lives on what was or what might be. It uses the present only as a stepping stone, an inconvenience, or a punching bag. You'll know the ego is in charge when you treat the moment as a means to an end, an obstacle, or an enemy. Most of us live here. We rush through now, annoyed, it's not the next. Or we resist what's happening and call it a problem. Or worse, we fight reality outright, angry, bitter, constantly at war with what is. But the moment you see this pattern in yourself, you've already stepped into presence. That seeing is the doorway. It's the moment you realize, I have a choice. You can say yes to the now, you can stop the war. And in doing so, you begin to truly live, not in resistance, not in fantasy, but right here where life is actually happening. So keep asking, what is my relationship with the present moment? If you don't like the answer, good. That's the crack where the light gets in.